You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to that podcast on Money Control, which is going to be the last of the week. Don't panic. We'll always be there for you. This is Stock Picks of the Day. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
We spoke to Hadrian Mendonca of IIFL, and this is a list of top three stocks which could give 5 to 8% return in the next 1 month. Before we start anything, let's run through that list of stocks very quickly. Bajaj Finserv has a buy call. Target 7,940 rupees, 7,940. Stop loss 7,370 rupees for return of 5%. BHEL, that is Bharat Heavy Electricals Limited, has a buy call as well. Target of 80 rupees, stop loss at 71 rupees for return of 8%. And Maruti Suzuki India has a buy call as well. Target of 7,650 rupees, 7,650. Stop loss placed at 7,030 rupees, 7,030 for returns of 6.5%. It's a Friday, so it's time for Hadrian. Nifty 50 continued to grind in a narrow trading band. The double top formation and doji candlestick pattern formation on the weekly chart continue to act as pain points. Hadrian believes that the current weakness is likely to get extended further only if the weekly doji pattern low of 11,559 is broken on a closing basis, which is acting as a crucial support. While on the upside, 11,700 is the important resistance to watch out for. On the other hand, Bank Nifty is leading the decline as the index has cracked below crucial support of 30,000 psychological levels. Going forward, the 29,300 zone is important to support. Also, the sudden spike in volatility index indicates limited upside with a volatile swing in the market. The advanced decline ratio also continues to remain in favor of the bears. It would be prudent to remain stock specific, is Hadrian Mendonca's sage advice. Now, that list of three stocks and why they're attractive as far as IIFL and Hadrian are concerned, we start things off with Bajaj Finserv, which has a buy call. The stock has shown immense strength and has rallied significantly. It has once again broken out from a flag pattern on the daily chart. The price outburst has been accompanied by a smart uptick in traded volumes. Investors can hold long positions in the stock with a target of 7,940, that is 7,940 rupees, and a stop loss of 7,370 rupees on a closing basis. So that's Bajaj Finserv with a buy call. Next up, Bharat Heavy Electricals, that is BHEL. The stock has been in a declining mode in the past week and has finally broken out from a falling channel pattern on the daily chart. The stock has found support at its long-term 200-day MA and has bounced back with a smart uptick in volume. The expectation is that the stock will make a move towards its near-term target of 80 rupees, and that is why it has a buy call from IIFL, that's BHEL, with a buy call and returns of 8%. And finally, the country's largest auto seller, Maruti Suzuki India, has a buy call as well. The stock has broken out from a classic cup and handle formation. The price has now breached past the neckline of 7,150 rupees and is also sustaining above the same. Maruti is also holding above its 100-day MA for the past three trading sessions. Investors can hold long positions in the stock with a mentioned stop loss, that is 7,030 on a closing basis. That's Maruti Suzuki India with a buy call and returns of 6.5%. One last time to recall those names, the list of top three stocks which could give 5 to 8% return in the next 1 month. Bajaj Finserv with a buy call, target 7,940, stop loss 7,370, returns of 5%. Bharat Heavy Electrical, that is BHEL, has a buy call as well, target 80 rupees, 8,080, stop loss 71 rupees, return of 8%. Maruti Suzuki India with a buy call, target 7,650, stop loss 7,030, returns of 6.5%. Well, it is the last day of the trading week, and hopefully some of those names will try and appear in your mind as you're trying to make some decisions over the course of the day. One of the great joys of listening to this podcast is that you don't have to use your brain. Just listen to us and keep those names in mind, and things will automatically fall in place. Today is also the day that we'll be receiving some indications of how the polls went yesterday. It was, of course, the first phase of elections that took place yesterday. All that is taking part in the elections, including criminality in politics, money in politics, battleground states, have all been discussed. So if you're feeling lost and don't know what the elections are doing and how they're going on, the first thing you should do is listen to all those podcasts and make some informed decisions, because there are still six phases of the election left. If you have something to say to us, do write into us, mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.